A new restaurant in Paris offers diners more than just a good French meal. Diners at the restaurant Dans le Noir, or In the Dark, eat and drink in utter darkness. The dining room is pitch black. The waitstaff is blind. Without eyesight, patrons taste and smell the food in a whole new way. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
As our waitress, who's been blind since birth, leads our group, single file, each of us with a hand on the shoulder of the person in front, through three sets of curtains and several turns into the pitch-black darkness of the dining room, our roles are quickly reversed. It is we who cling to her, slowing to a shuffle as she guides us to our seats. This is the change of perspective that restaurant owner Edward de Broglie wanted to create when he opened Dans le Noir a little over a month ago.
We think that this is a terrific experience to eat in the dark, to close your main sense. So it brings you to take care of your other sense. And so you taste the food, for example, like you never tasted before. Also, you learn to smell. You learn to touch, and which is kind of sense you don't use really in your daily life.
I'm seated just across from my friend Nick, who's come along to share the experience. We ordered our meals in the light before coming into the dining room, because in here, even the smallest tasks are now difficult. Nick, do we have any bread?
Yes, we do. And you'll find it if you use your right hand to find it. It's not very far in front of you.
I can't find it.
No, where's your hand?
Okay. Thank you. Next to me, Sonia Ellemarie, part of a bachelorette party, is trying to drink some water.
It's a little bit difficult, you know. Okay, I put my finger in the glass in order to know if it's okay or not.
Minutes later, I check back to see if Sonia has poured her water.
I'm still doing it.
It's taking you a very long time, Sonia.
Yes.
Even though Sonia has poured the water carafe all over the table, she doesn't seem displeased with the outcome.
You made a catastrophe there, didn't you?
Yes, but I succeed. I have my water.
It's not just the eating and drinking that's difficult. The whole room seems to be getting bigger and louder, and I'm suddenly overcome with fatigue. This, I'm told, is due to the strain of using senses that don't usually have to work so hard. Nick, who has taken off his glasses and closed his eyes, is becoming philosophical about the experience.
What's the point of keeping your eyes open when you're constantly looking for things that you can never see, when what really matters is what you can do with your other senses?
Our waitress, 30-year-old Celine Dos Santos, says working at Dans le Noir is the first job in her life. Another good thing about the restaurant, she says, is showing people how we live every day in the dark and how we manage to do things like eat. De Broglie says hiring employees like Dos Santos was the most rewarding part of creating Dans le Noir.
It was especially an emotional moment for me to sign these contracts, because these jobs can be only done by blind people. If you put a non-blind people serving people in the dark, it becomes crazy.
De Broglie had to find his own financing for the restaurant when no bank would support him. So far, the restaurant has been full every night, and he has interested partners now in New York and London. Back in the dining room, I have no conception of time, no idea how long we've been sitting here. The restaurant has become rowdy as diners feel no inhibitions about getting to know each other under cover of darkness. It's all part of the interesting new world that opens up, Dans le Noir. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.